mother. There's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother. There's far too many of you dying. Oh, you know we got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Oh, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. Picket signs, and don't punish me with brutality. Hey, talk to me so you can see all what's going on. I wanna know what's going on, and I.
Brother, brother, brother. Whew. What a bumper tune. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm going to leave it at that. You were listening to the great Etta James and her version of What's Going On. And I just thought that opening cut was so apropos for our program tonight, because on so many fronts we're going to be talking about what's going on. And we're going to start off just coming out off the launching pad, full blast, with Mr. Lawrence Ham. And for those of you who don't, which are, I know my listening, regular listening audience have no issues with this, this first guest, who is truly, I believe, a remarkable mind and is respected nationally as such as well. Mr. Lawrence Ham is a community activist. He's walked the talk for many years. Mr. Lawrence Ham is the founder, or at least co-founder, of the People's Organization for Progress. It's an independent grassroots organization. He's just a leader, a relentless advocate for African-American people and the cause for human rights. And he's been at this for over 35 years. Since graduating from Princeton University, he's been active in politics and civil rights for people. So I can go on and on about his accolades. I've got numerous other things I can say about Mr. Lawrence Hammond. I'm just pleased and thrilled to have him on the program and to be considered a friend and a colleague of Mr. Ham. So Mr. Ham has only got a few minutes. He's actually has a meeting with his organization right now. So without further ado, I want to bring Mr. Lawrence Ham on because I'm supporting him 100% in an effort that he's engaged in. Welcome to another edition, Mr. Ham. How are you?
Good afternoon. All right. How are you, Brother Dow?
Oh, man, we're just fighting the fight, you know, and trying to do that which is right and righteous. And so with that said, let's just start with you being a civil rights community activist, and just one who is a humanitarian, all the way around. You're engaging in an effort, and it's being called the Million People's March, and not to be confused with the Million Man March, although it's sort of a predecessor because this to that march, because this year is the 20th anniversary of the Million Man's March. So tell us a little bit about that relationship, the similarities, and what the Million People's March is about.
The Million People's March against police brutality, racial injustice, and economic inequality. It will take place on Saturday, July 25th in Newark, New Jersey. It will begin at 12 o'clock noon at the Lincoln Monument, which is located at the intersection of West Market Street and Springfield Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. And we are marching to say no to police brutality, no to racial injustice, and no to economic inequality, and yes to unity and self-determination. We call this march in response to the epidemic of police shootings of unarmed people taking place across the United States for the past several years. Last year, in 2014, 1,100 people were killed by the police, believe it or not. And more than that were also wounded. And a good portion of that 1,100 were unarmed people, mostly unarmed men and mostly African Americans. Although I have to say that the victims have not only been men, they have been men, women, and children, have included senior citizens as well as young people. And so this situation is so bad, we called the march in response to the killings of Michael Brown and Eric Garner and Freddie Gray in Baltimore. But then other things began to happen, which made us feel even greater need to have this march. And one of those things that happened was less than a month ago, a white racist, white supremacist went into a church in Charleston, South Carolina. He went into the Emmanuel AME Church, sat with the people for about an hour. The people were having their Bible study that night. And then he rose up and took out a weapon and began to shoot. And when he ran out of bullets, he reloaded and shot some more. And when he was finished, he had killed 9 people, and he left one person alive, and he told that person, he said, I'm not going to kill you because I want you to go and tell others what was done here today, because clearly he had designed this massacre to strike terror in the heart of the black community. He picked that church on purpose. It wasn't random. He picked Emmanuel because of its long history going all the way back to the days of slavery as being a center of empowerment for black people. And he did because that pastor of that church, Reverend Pinckney, was also the same Senator Clementa Pinckney, who had been speaking out against police brutality in the state legislature and was calling for police to wear body cameras and calling for other measures to stem the tide of police brutality. Because remember, they had just had the murder of Walter Scott, shot in the back 8 times by a white police officer. So his going into Emmanuel AME Church had a clearly defined purpose, and he carried out a dastardly deed. It was a massacre. He killed 9 people. And so we feel that we must also dedicate this march not only to the victims of police brutality, but to the victims of the Emmanuel Church massacre, the Emmanuel Nine, who were praying and who were having Bible study when they were killed by this white supremacist. And so I'm urging everyone who can hear my voice to please come and join us. If you are murders of unarmed people by the police, if you are outraged by the incidents of police brutality, if you're outraged by the murders of the 9 people at the Emmanuel Church, if you're outraged about all the church burnings that are taking place in states across the South, if you're outraged about police brutality and racial injustice and economic inequality, if you're outraged that the minimum wage is $7.25 and you can't really pay nothing except maybe buy your uniform for your job with that and get yourself back and forth to work, if you're outraged about economic inequality and economic injustice, then you should be at this march with us. There comes a time when we have to put aside our differences and we must stand together as a community. And I would submit to your listening audience that this is one of those times. We can't let the murder of those 9 people be swept under the rug, because I tell you, if we don't stand up and demand justice, that person, Dylann Roof, who killed the 9 people, who knows, he might go free. They might try and plead insanity, a temporary insanity, and as such, he won't have to go to the same federal prison as any other criminal. He might not even go to prison. He might go to a mental institution. But we know that this person is not insane, that this was a premeditated murder, because they have the journals that he kept where he outlined what he was doing and why he was doing it. So I ask people to come and join us in Newark, New Jersey, 12 o'clock noon, Saturday, July 25th, at the Lincoln Monument in the heart of downtown Newark.
Now, that, what is the cross streets on that Lincoln Monument again, brother?
Right, the cross streets, that the 2 main boulevards of West Market Street and Springfield Avenue meet, and they meet at University Avenue. And so right there at the junction of West Market, Springfield Avenue, and University Avenue, right at the tip of the triangle is the Lincoln Monument. And that's where the march is going to begin at 12 noon. And in the meantime, I'd like all the listeners, you're on Facebook, go to the Facebook page for the march. The title of the page is Million People's March Against Police Brutality, Racial Injustice. And when you find that Facebook page, I want you to join it. But don't just join it. Joining it lets us know you support what we're doing and you're going to try and come to the march. But there's also a little button that you tap, a little blue envelope that says invite friends. So we want you to invite all your Facebook friends. When you tap that little blue envelope that says invite friends, a whole list of your Facebook friends will pop up. And then you tap each name that you want to have invited. And Facebook automatically sends them out an invitation. So in this way, we can actually let thousands of people know about this march for free. Won't cost a thing. So those, my friends that are on Facebook, go to the Million People's March Against Police Brutality, Racial Injustice Facebook page. Join that page and then invite your friends. And then don't forget to share it, share the event, and make sure others know about it. Now, if you're not on Facebook, that's okay. You could just call the People's Organization for Progress at 973-801-0001, 973-801-0001.
Wow. This is going to be impactful. It is so very important that we get involved. I can't stress it enough, is all I can say. I see the lines are popping up, so enough folks have heard it. We've been talking with Mr. Lawrence Ham, co-founder of People's Organization for Progress. We've been talking about something that's going to be monumental, something that's really critical, and that is a march against police brutality, racial injustice, and economic equality, specifically and especially for African Americans. And that march is going to take place at the Lincoln Monument in Newark, and it's going to be at the corner of West Market Street and Springfield at University Avenue, at Springfield Avenue and University Avenue at 12 noon. The Facebook is Million. Now help me out, Brother Lawrence. Million People's March
Against Police Brutality, Racial Injustice.
Okay. Not and racial injustice. Injustice.
Racial injustice. Million People's March Against Police Brutality, Racial Injustice. And that's the Facebook page. We want people to join that page. Let us know you're going. But more importantly, invite your friends. You know, invite your friends. There's a little blue envelope. You tap that. That'll help you invite your friends. And then after you tap the blue envelope and invite your friends, there's a little black envelope that just says invite. You tap that, then you can share it with share the page with everybody that's on Facebook. So we want you to invite friends and then invite so that you can share the event on Facebook.
This is all inclusive. We aren't just looking for our African American brothers and sisters, because you know what, Harriet Tubman had a lot of. Brother Lawrence, a moment.
That's right. Right. We're saying million people. We didn't say million black people, you know, or million young people, or million. In fact, we said million people. So this is for everybody who can hear my voice, everybody that's outraged by racism and by injustice and by inequality and by police brutality. Everybody that's outraged should be at that march so that we can stand together. I think about, you know, a few months ago when the ISIS terrorists raided the editorial offices of the publication of Charlie Hebdo in Paris, France. And the people went up in there and killed 12 people. And the outrage was worldwide. And then the people of France, they held a march. They marched all over France. One day they said maybe 4 million people marched in opposition, to show their opposition to terrorism and their outrage for the murder of the 12 people in the Charlie Hebdo offices. 9 black people were killed in the United States of America in a church while they were praying. They were in their church. They wasn't in anybody else's church. They wasn't doing anything to hurt anybody else. They were in their church probably praying for the welfare of other people who weren't at the church. And this person goes in the church and commits cold-blooded murder. Now, I want to ask the listening audience a question. Who in the listening audience can name, now don't go run to Google, who can name from memory the names of the 9 people who were killed in that church? We can't even do it. We have almost forgotten it already. And people say, well, Black Lives Matter. Well, show me how much Black Lives Matter. Because, see, there's some people who are saying that those nine people were killed and there was weeping for a night, and in a couple of days everybody will be forgotten. But, see, if it was nine white people or nine Jewish people or nine Italian people or nine Irish people, the whole world would be outraged, especially if they had been killed by an African-American terrorist or criminal. But these were nine black people. So we've been saying Black Lives Matter. Now is the time to show the world how much black life matters. And it's my hope that we will get a large turnout on the 25th and that that will inspire other people to have marches for the rest of the year. We want to start a rolling movement of protests rolling across the country. You know, we all don't have to do this on the same day. We can have something happening every week in a different part of the country so we can get a sense of national outrage. That's my hope for this march, that it won't be the end, that it'll be the beginning of a movement of masses of people. All my Christian brothers and sisters, all the brothers and sisters that belong to the AME Church. Now, you know, the AME Church has a long history in the black struggle. That's how the AME got started. A lot of people don't know that AME stands for African Methodist Episcopal, because the black people were put out of the Episcopal Church. That's why Brother Allen, because there was segregation in the Episcopal Church. So he founded the African Methodist Episcopal. Remember, he didn't say Negro Methodist Episcopal. He didn't say colored Methodist Episcopal. He said African Methodist Episcopal. And this was all the way back at the beginning of the 19th century. So, you know, the AME, all my AME brothers and sisters, we need to come out. And, yes, of course, we need to forgive. Jesus taught us to forgive. But that does not mean that even after forgiving that we can't demand justice. And I'm telling people, they better keep their eyes on this case and keep the pressure on, because the racists in this country have raised $4 million already for the defense of Dylann Roof, the man, that the young 21-year-old white man that went in there and killed those people. Do you know that? He can now have the best attorneys that money can buy, because the racists and white supremacists immediately raised more than enough money for his defense. And they're going to keep raising the money because they want to try to get him somehow exonerated of this crime. But we must not let that happen. We must demand justice for the Emmanuel Nine and justice for all victims of racist violence. And having said that, brother, I'm going to have to go. I'm way past my time.
I know. I'm
doing two things at once. I have one of my members passed away, so I'm actually having this interview in the parking lot of Perry's funeral home in Newark, New Jersey. And the people asked me to please say a few words about our brother James Sims, who passed away, who was a member of People's Organization. So I have to go in there and say a few words, and then I have to leave and go to our meeting, which actually started at 6:30 at Abyssinian. But I thank you for this time that you have given me to talk about the march. And as I leave, I hope people will pick up their cell phones or go to their computers, get online, get on Facebook, if you're already on Facebook, and go to the Million People's March Against Police Brutality, Racial Injustice Facebook page. Add your name to those who have committed to coming to the march on July 25th. So thank you, brother, and good night.
Thank you very much. Well, we have been talking with, well, and listening to Mr. Lawrence Hamm, and he had to drop, as he said, he took some extra time because he told me he only had about 10 or 15 minutes. But I felt the passion, and I'm sure you did too, in his voice and in his energy overall for this worthy cause that he has put together. He's organized the Million People March to stand out against police brutality, racial injustice, and economic equality. And he mentioned so many very important things, one of which, the last thing he mentioned, was $4 million raised for the murderer of nine people, which was obviously a racially driven act of just heinous hate and evil, but yet $4 million could be raised, and all we are looking to do is to raise some feet on the pavement to stand up and say no. So do get engaged, and if you forgot the contact information, you can always reach out to me at Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A-1-8 at MSN.com, and I'll get that information out to you. And if you're not on the mail list, we'll get you on the mail list as well. So that was our opening segment. And our next segment is actually very, very riveting and grounding after that first piece. And for those of you on the mail list, you know, I see the lines are lighting up because I'm sure it's partially in anticipation, at least, for our next guest, who is Dr. Craig Wright. And Dr. Craig Wright, as most of my listeners know, is a numerologist, author, and metaphysic. And Dr. Wright is broadly respected nationally and internationally. He holds a PhD in metaphysics and a degree in psychology as well, and he's studied religion and philosophy in depth. And his work in numerology spans over three decades. Some of Dr. Wright's observations, and I've witnessed myself, have been and can be considered remarkable. So today, Dr. Wright is going to share with us some insight for the potential utilizing the numbers for July through September, what's left of July. And I'm hoping he'll give us some insight on what the numbers are showing for some of what's happening in society in general. And he's going to actually have an announcement, I'm told, as well. So without further ado, my pleasure, plum-pleasing pleasure, as one of my colleagues likes to say, to bring to the airways Dr. Craig Wright. Dr. Wright, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly.
Thank you, Daryl. Always a pleasure to join you on the airways. So thanks for having me back again.
Oh, please. It's our pleasure, as I said. Let's start with sort of coattailing on Brother Lawrence Ham, who is the founder of People's Organization for Progress, humanitarian, community activist. What do the numbers say about all of this that's been happening in the last couple of years, all this upheaval and bringing to the mainstream, I want to say just oppression. Not that it's not there. I said bringing to the mainstream this police brutality and racial injustice and economic equality. Again, not to say that it's new, but just being brought forth. And then if you could share with what the third quarter brings.
You know, that's an excellent place to start. Piggybacking off of your last guest, as we heard his impassioned outreach, asking people for him to join in a fight against injustice, And this is the energy we spoke of in January when you asked me what could we expect for 2015. Well, 2 plus 0 plus 15 equals 17. So for those who don't know about numerology, numbers are different from figures. We use figures to count, but numbers are symbols for spiritual qualities. Many of these spiritual qualities are portrayed in character form in the scripture. Back during a time when names tremendous meanings and were chosen very carefully. So information about the number 17 can be found in a character by the name of Moses. Moses. Why is that a 17? Well, if you convert the name Moses to numbers and add them up, it equals 17, which is very important in terms of understanding the energy symbolized by this number. M is the 13th letter of the alphabet, and 1 plus 3 is 4. O is the 15th letter, 1 plus 5 is 6. S, we have two of those, are the both of them are the 19th letter. The letter S is the 19th letter. So that's a double process, Bill. We first add 1 plus 9 to get 10, and then finally 1 plus 0 to get 1. We're looking for a single digit, and we keep adding until we get it. The letter E is already a single digit. That's a 5. So numerically, the name Moses is 4 plus 6 plus 1 plus 5 plus 1, which equals 17. We know Moses was God's representative on earth, and he was a freedom fighter, a fighter for justice. And that is the spirit, that is the energy that the entire planet is experiencing this year. So that's why we're seeing it. That's why people are getting excited. That's why people are coming together. That's why people are standing up for truth, and people are saying enough is enough. That's why flags are coming down. That's why police are being indicted. So it's the energy and the spirit of Moses. But we also remember, after Pharaoh finally let Moses go, when he spoke the words after Moses' warning, whatever you say will come back to you, and he spoke the words, the firstborn must die. And he sought to kill the youth, but it was his son that died, and he released Moses. After that, there was, if you will, wrath. He started to listen to his wife. How could you let him get away with that? Now I have no slaves. I have no servants. I'm just an ordinary guy. What's wrong with you? And in his wrath, he sent forth his troops to no avail. We know about the crossing of the Red Sea, to no avail. But that story tells us about 17, 18, 19. So we're in 17 now. Next year, the number 18, Pharaoh sends his troops. But the number 19, Pharaoh's troops are defeated. So numerically, from a broad perspective, that's what's playing out in the universe. The upheaval, people calling for justice, the what do they call it, the washback or the crackback, whatever the term, the politically correct term is used. We see that under the 18 energy, when it looks like the bad guys are winning again. But then in the 19 energy, that's laid to rest. And we enter a brand new realm of truth, justice, police forces that are accountable, wearing the cameras, and the community feeling good about themselves. So this is a call. This is a wake-up call to those who chose to be manifest physically during this time so that they can be a service. This is a wonderful time of being a service. I haven't felt this energy since 68. But the call is back out there again. The call for freedom, the call for justice, and the spirit, understand the 17, this is the spirit of God working upon the land. So he's working through others, but this is the spirit of God that is working through the land, bringing these things to be. Want to point this out too. Metaphysically speaking, just to keep things in perspective, there was a time when an atrocity happened and a great master was led to prison, and that trial later led to his death. I'm talking about the trial of Jesus, and someone by the name of who betrayed him, and his name has become synonymous with betrayal. A Judas, they'll call you. You're a Judas. It's become synonymous with it. So we think back at that time when we saw an atrocity and a great great leader, was led to his death. But if we think back and we contemplate, this was all planned. This was all part of God's plan. The betrayal by Judas was all part of God's plan. Why? So that Jesus could arise or rose, so that on the third day after the crucifixion, he could rise. Without that, there's no Easter. You know, there's without a crucifixion and a resurrection, there's no Easter. There's no Christianity. So if we think about that and we reflect on it, Judas played a necessary role in seeing that that happened. So let's keep that in mind as we see these atrocities, just as the people in South Carolina showed us in the face of these atrocities. We must still love. We must still forgive, because some of these souls that are committing these atrocities, particularly at this point of time in evolution, they're only speeding up the process. They can't take us backwards. Who knows how long that flag may have flown if not for the grievous actions and the sacrifices that the people made in South Carolina. So, you know, this we never know. The Lord works in a mysterious way, and that's all I have to say. We never know how things are going to play out, but, you know, that things are playing out so we can all move forward and all start to live what is true on the inside, that we are all one, that we are all one. So that's what's manifesting.
Wow.
It's kind of a broad scope, a broad view. So we had some madness last month. I made reference to it. We had some madness last month. I had mentioned that when you asked me about July in a previous show, I said, I told you that it was a 23 month, and I referred to September the 11th, 2001, which was a 23 month, as an extreme case of the 23, but also said the 2 plus 3 is 5, and it can bring about positive changes, which is, of course, those actions spurred so much upheaval, so much response, so much humanitarianism throughout the land, that we're still seeing the waves of love this month that were brought about by that act of hate. So that's what we're in this month. We move from the 5 to the 6. July is the 24, 2 plus 4, 6. And this is the month of love, the month of love. The 6 is a love vibration of putting others ahead of oneself. So we're seeing communities develop. We're seeing the focus on home, family. This would be a good time to let people know about my offer. I'm giving free introductory readings for teens, and this month I've given away more this month than any other month since I started the program. There's a focus on family and domesticity and the home under the number 6. It's also a time of healing. 6 is associated with teaching, counseling, nurturing, giving advice, working in the community. So people are starting to form unions and make connections this month. So that's a wonderful, wonderful time, a wonderful time for marriages, people who are planning marriages. All family matters are emphasized this month. But the 24 is also an entrepreneurial vibration. So businesses are prospering under the 24 as well. So we're seeing love, we're seeing harmony, we're seeing partnerships, we're seeing agreements being hammered out between with different nations on arm agreements, nuclear agreements. We're seeing all types of harmony and peace and love during the month of July. August will be a number 7 month, and this we move from the 24 to the 25. 2 plus 5 is 7, and 7 is a time of rest. So this is the best month for a vacation, actually, a time to get away, a time of retreat. It's a very spiritual time. The 7 is associated with spirituality. So there will be something during the month of August that not only tests our faith, but also strengthens our faith. And very often in the case of humanity, we don't just wake up one day and say, oh, let's get closer to God. Usually that means a trial. There's going to be some type of test or some type of trial that we will go through globally during the month of August that will enhance everyone's faith. A little closer to home, many people will be changing their residence in August. Change of residence is indicated under the number 25. It's a 7, so our faith will be tested. So there's always trials under a 7 vibration to test our faith. So if we keep visualizing what we want, if we keep our eyes on the prize during the month of August, we can experience success after difficulties. So expect a trial in August, but keep walking, keep having faith, and you will be successful and any venture that you partake. Sign documents carefully or consult an expert. The 7 really is about seeking truth within, or seeking the kingdom, or seeking the advice of others. It's all about being still on the 7 vibration and pondering our past efforts. So it's a time of rest, retreat, relaxation. And for those of us who are in harmony with that rest and retreat vibration in August, then you can expect to have some type of slip or fall, a slight ankle sprain, maybe a flare-up of a 3-day virus or something intestinal. But trust me, if you don't slow down in a 7 month, the universe slows you down. So those who aren't in harmony, you can expect some type of minor annoying health difficulty that'll make you pump the brakes during the month of August. That's what it's all about, being still, turning within. We finish up the quarter with September, and September in the number 17 year, we add 9 to 17. 17 is a universal vibration, so you just add each month to it. September is a number 26. And this is a karmic vibration. 2 plus 6 is 8, and 8 literally means what goes around comes around, and as it is above, so it is below. So we got a double 8 energy this month. It's an 8 year. September is an 8 month. So it's all about money, power, authority during the month of September. This is a time when we're going to see clashes in Congress. This is a time of, what do you call, saber rattling nationally. This is a time where Congress will probably be trying to squash the agreement that we see now moving forward. But it's also a great time. You're going to see what's going on in Greece. We're going to see recovery on what's going on in Greece now as they establish their economic base. All financial matters are favored. Home sales go up. Great time to buy a home. Great time to buy a car. Any major purchase will be favorable in September. That'll be around the time we start to see gas prices fall from the one of the benefits to our population from the Iran deal. Timing is everything. They made the deal. It's going to take them a time to get that oil on the market. Right around the time, Congress is going to be trying to convince the American public they should vote against it, we're all going to be getting the benefit of that cheap gas. So Obama and his crew are no dummies, I tell you. So we all get a little boost financially. Maybe we'll hear about some cuts in taxes, or the stock market will bounce up. But that's a great financial month. Since this is a number 8 year and great for starting a business, many businesses will be opening their doors in that month. I hope to be one of them. I'm starting an assisted living facility business there. As you know, I used to take care of my parents, so I'm kind of in that pattern, in that mode. So I'm going to open my doors to some others who may need a good place to stay. So that kind of wraps up the quarter. We're in family mode right now. The focus turns away from the business world in July. August is a great time for taking a class, joining a church, going on vacation. There will be trials in August to test our faith, but faith is the assurance of things unseen. So just keep visualizing what you want and expect it to manifest as we seek the kingdom in August. All else is added unto us in September.
Wow, that's a good thing. Talk with us about the numbers and something that you can reflect on, not in the too distant past, say within the year. And I know you spoke on this being a 17-year, and that being Moses. And that comes down to a number 8 as well, though, when we add the number 1 and 7.
The number 8 means as it is above, so it is below. So the Bible tells us God chose Moses. What is he telling us? If you have 8 energy associated anywhere in your chart, if you're an 8, a 17, a 26, a 35, you literally have the power to channel the power of God to this plane. People like Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan were born on the 17th. Powerful sisters by the name of Rosa, as in Rosa Parks. Rosa was a 17th. The name Tubman is a 17th. And they called her Black Moses. I don't know if they were numerologists, but they were right on the money. The name Tubman is a 17th. So it's been expressed throughout history, many examples of it, and that's a glorious time that we are experiencing now.
So what if you can give me a really pertinent thing that you have seen that has taken place that the numbers reflect on in the last, several months, something relatively specific. For example, the Triple Crown winner. Was that predicted, by the numbers? Now, this would be, if you come up with, if people had consulted the numbers, they would have hit it. You make some people sick, including myself. But
Well, Bill, how about this? There were some days that people were born. There were some dates that people came into this world. And those dates symbolize the gifts that they have from God. And if there's anybody on the line, we could take their birth date. That would be a relevant date we can take a look at, and I'd be able to share that with them. If nobody's on the line, I can pick some dates.
Okay. Well, I'm going to open the lines up. The call-in number is 347-838-9142, and lines are already being tagged. And let's start with, this is 972-567. You're live with Dr. Wright. May I ask who we're talking with?
This is Kevin Porter, Brother Daryl. Dr. Wright, how
are
you doing?
Hey, Brother Porter, one of our distinguished guest from Texas.
That's right.
So, Dr. Porter.
K-E-V-I-N?
Say that again.
Is that K-E-V-I-N?
K-E-V-I-N, that's correct.
Okay. How you doing, Kevin? Great. What's your birthday, Kevin?
December 19, 1965. Telling all my business, but I'm interested.
Okay, may I share some information with Kevin?
Please
do. Okay, great. Kevin, your birthday is the 19th. The number 19 is a leadership vibration. I mentioned the number 19 talking about Moses. He had two S's in his name. Jesus, he had two S's in his name. S is the 19th letter of the alphabet, and it's your day of birth. So the number 19 is a symbol. If we study those examples of 19, you are a leader of the masses. It's a gift. It's a gift that you have. When you're born in the 19th, that indicates you have the ability, talent, skills, and will have the opportunities to lead the masses. But sometimes we don't open our gifts. I'm not a psychic. I'm not looking into a crystal ball saying that you're going to use this, but the number 19 is a symbol for the leader of the masses. Now, your birthday tells pretty much how you're going to use that gift. And the name Kevin gives you a very special spiritual ability in terms of being intuitive. What do I mean by that? If you turn your focus within and listen to the still voice, God's going to give you a tip-off every time. Before something happens, you will know. That's if you're listening. You feel me? Right now, there's another show on, but we're tuning in to Darryl's show. Keep it locked. See, I'm not making any suggestions here, but all I'm saying is if we're not tuned in, if you're not tuned in, you can't hear the song that's being played on the other show. If you're looking at channel 11, you can't see what's on channel 13. So you have the free will and the option to tune in and use your antennas and to transform what God is telling you into a form for the rest of us. Many ministers have charts like yours, Kevin. Let's look at your month and your day. Darryl, I'm counting on you to monitor the time because I'm going to get lost in this in a minute.
You're fine. You're doing more than fine.
Your month is a 3, Kevin, 1 plus 2. Your year is a 3, Kevin, 1 plus 9 plus 6 and 5 adds up to 21, and 2 plus 1 is 3. Are you with me?
Yes, I am.
The 3 is a symbol for expression, youth, and abundance. And it's a very, very spiritual number because everything here is based on the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Mother, Father, Child. Also, we have consciousness, subconscious, and superconscious. Everything on this plane is threefold that makes it one. So when a number 3 shows up, it's very, very spiritual. Okay? We find out about the 3 in the story of Jesus. Most people don't realize that. The story is about the number 3. Sought by 3 wise men, denied 3 times. Before the rooster could crow, his main boy said, "I never met the guy." 3 times he denied him. Of course, he was crucified between 2 others. That's 3 crucifixions. I made reference to Judas, who got 30 pieces of silver. 3 plus 0 is 3. And we celebrate Easter because he arose on the 3rd day. And when asked, "Master, why are you here?" He says, "I'm here that you have life and have it more abundantly." So, Kevin, you're going to have abundant life. You're going to be in tune spiritually. You're going to be able to work with children. They'll be drawn to you like a magnet. And your ability to express yourself verbally and with the written word will be superior. That's the only way I can put it, will be superior. You are a communicator. Let's add it all up. 12 and 19 is 31. Your year adds up to 21. 31 and 21 is 52, and 5 plus 2 is 7. That is the number of faith and wisdom. On the 7th day, God rested. So the 7 will make you very quiet. People won't even notice you're there from time to time, if that's your desire, unless, of course, you're speaking on your specialty, and then you will, of course, show that leadership vibration. But the 52 will make you high-minded, noble. It makes you a humanitarian, and it makes you're in it, Kevin, but not of it. This is the number that is symbolized by faith. 7 is a number of faith. So you are a mountain mover. We only need a mustard seed of faith to move mountains, but you are a seven. Your month, day, and year add up to seven, so you are a mountain mover. And this indicates most likely you will be very well educated. Many sevens go on to achieve at least one PhD. if not formally, you will educate yourself informally and become an expert in your field. People will seek you out. Wait on your opportunities. People will seek you out for your wisdom. And this is a quality that will set you apart. This is why you are in it, but not of it. Many sevens show disdain for the material world because their desire to connect with God is so great. Many of them live a solitary life, disdaining any type of connection or relationships except that which they have with God. So what I'm saying, Kevin, is whether you decide to go to the seminary and study under Reverend Billy Joe Bob is, of course, your free will. But you have been anointed. You are a minister of God.
All right. I appreciate that.
Well, can I intervene here? Mr. Porter has been a special guest on our program. Mr. Porter, you mind if I say a couple things about this, about your background?
Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay, because this is what I meant when I said earlier that some of Dr. Wright's readings have been considered remarkable. And I like to refer to you as Dr. Porter affectionately and respectfully, Kevin. You have come on our program in months past and really, really woke folks up, woke up their conscience just by the work that you're doing in the community. And we appreciate that. And I know that you're tag teaming with some of our community advocates and community activists and community leaders. And so I just want to share with the listening audience a little bit. And I am going to, after this, real quick, I see we have someone else that wants to tune in with Dr. Wright, but I've got to share this story because I didn't know where this was going to head. But Mr. Porter, if I can just share just a couple of things about Mr. Kevin Porter. He's an author, engineer, and an educator. He's a child advocate, and as I said, he's part of a panel including Dr. Joy DeGruy, Dr. Akhil Kafani, and many others who are working together to help uplift our community, and speaking of African-American community, but our society as well. Mr. Porter, for over 20 years, has served as an educator. He's been a role model, and he is the executive director of Man-Made Mentoring, a black male mentoring group. He's participated in numerous other mentoring programs in an effort to switch children's mindsets from street to embracing intellect. His book, his latest book, Angry Little Men, Hypermasculinity, Academic Disconnect, and Mentoring African American Males, has been met with rave reviews. I can go on and on. Dr. Wright, you hit this one off the park. Need I say more, Dr. Wright?
Thank you. I will be in touch with you, Dr. Wright. Just remember the name. Thank you.
Yes, definitely. I'm reaching out to the community. I want to make this science available to young people so they can start to look within, discover their gifts, discover their talents, their skills, their abilities, so they can begin to create. Stop looking for people to hand something out to them and realize they're children of the Most High. They can create opportunities, and that's the energy I'm trying to promote in the community.
Well, I have another listener here. I want to get to out of New Jersey. I recognize the number 908-205. Are you
Hello?
There?
Hello.
Hello. Yes,
this
is out of New Jersey. 908-205.
Yes, this is Zena Sutton's husband.
Oh, okay. Yes, I know Miss Sutton, a coworker.
Yeah.
So did you have a question or would you like a reading? You want to give a name and a birth date to Dr. Wright?
Yes, I'd like a reading. My name is Sean Sutton. My birthday is July 6, 1971.
So how do you spell your first name?
Sean. S-E-A-N, last name Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N.
Okay. There is a lot of number six energy associated with your chart, Sean. The vowel total in your first name, E is the fifth letter, A is the first letter, so that adds up to six. The consonants in your first name, S is the 19th letter, and E is the 14th. That adds up to 33, and 3 plus 3 is 6. And, of course, you're born on the 6. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the number 6. And, again, we can find out about numbers by referring to stories in the Scripture. We know that on the 6th day of creation in the Old Testament is when God created men and women. On the 6th day, that's when we showed up here on the planet. So anything having to do with helping people, that's the number six. Anything associated with teaching, counseling, nurturing, being a humanitarian, anything that has to do with nurturing, that's the number six. It's a parent energy that is the love vibration of service. Of service. In fact, if we examine in the New Testament the number six, we find there were six vats of water that were turned into wine. Many people look at that and say, wow, that's an amazing miracle. What a God. Well, I agree with them, but as a numerologist, I'm thinking, well, it could have been 10. It could have been 20. So that whole story is key to the number six. Let's take a look at it. First of all, it was at a wedding where this miracle took place, a wedding feast. A wedding feast. So, Sean, this means because you have six energy in your chart, you will enjoy being around family, weddings, holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, when the family's together. Sixes feel warm and fuzzy inside. If we look a little further, there was a feast going on at this wedding. So the six energy will make you a good cook. A good cook and gives you a good appetite, okay? Many sixes have to watch out because they're cooking and eating all the time. So you have to include an exercise regimen if there's six energy in your chart. But the main ingredient, if you will, to this story was the rescue. After the water was turned to wine, people began to rejoice. They got happy. They were very upset when they thought the wine was out, and they were really happy when there was more, especially because the second wine tastes better than the first. It was the custom of the day to get people drunk and then empty out the wine cellar, get rid of the vinegar. They can't tell. But this wine was sweeter than the first, so the guy set a new precedent and became a great hero. So what does the six do? Sixes are rescuers. Sean, you're a rescuer. You're here to rescue people who've fallen off the earth. We saw the story of Christ. He became a martyr. The sixth energy was expressed by Martin Luther King Jr., born on the 15th. 1 + 5 = 6. He became a martyr. So sixes who are here to be a service and put others ahead of themselves, Sean, you have to be careful. You have to be careful under this vibration. You see, you have a rope on your shoulder, and your job is to pull people up. To throw your rope out so people who fall off the edge can grab your rope so you can pull them up. That's what sixes do. Now, here's the danger, Sean. Your rope's 20 feet long, okay? Now, you hear a call, help, 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 Mr. Sutton. You're going to be there. So, wowie, throw the rope out. Bam, grab it, grab it. Now, this person just happened to fall in a hole 30 feet deep. Your rope's only 20 feet long, so we got a shortage here. There's a problem. This person starts jumping up trying to grab the rope. Sean, some sixes start to lean over the hole to give it more length. So what happens when the person grabs it, they end up pulling the six into the hole with them. So when the rescuer is in the hole, nobody's coming to save you. Usually the person then climbs right on your shoulders, steps on your head, gets out of the hole, and leaves you there. So as a six, you have to know when to let go and let God. You cannot save everybody. You'll save many. That's what you came here to do. That's why you got that rope. But you can't save everybody. So for sixes, I give you three cheers. two thumbs up. The number six is a tough vibration, but the Bible clearly states, the greatest among you will be the servants of you all, and no greater love that he laid down his life for a friend. So sixes are here to Gwinnett. What your claim for friendship is genuine, and when you dedicate yourself to a cause, you ain't playing. You're not just talking the talk, okay? You're walking the walk. So I wanted to point that out, that six energy, wonderful, wonderful energy, no doubt about it. You're one of the greatest souls on the planet today. Not saying that to pump up your ego, because unto whom much is given, much is expected. If we add your month and day, adds up to 13, 7 and 6. Your year adds up to 18. 1 and 9 is 10, plus 8 is 18. 13 and 18 is 31. And 3 plus 1 is 4. Now, the number 4, Sean, this is your main gift from God. It's the sum of your month, your day, your year. Yes, you brought a whole bucket of love and service and willing to sacrifice energy with you, but it's under the umbrella of this 4 energy. And the 4 is a symbol for orderliness. Orderliness. We think of a four-sided figure, people being in a box. That's the number 4. So I call the 31 the sword of the Lord. You are here to separate truth from false. The 31 is the sword of the Lord. So people are going to come to you and look you up when there's a fight. You watch the TV show, watch the football game, say, well, if I'm in a fight, I want him beside me. Sean, if there's a fight, I want you beside me, buddy. So number 31, they often express themselves in physical arena as boxers. The name Roy Jones was a 31. Many 31s are attorneys. Because they're here to separate truth from false. So people run to them, they call to them, and let's restore order. Let's restore balance here. What do you think we should do? So you will get a lot of that. If you're, because of the 4, if you're not involved in the law, you may find yourself working in the government with rules, regulations, because the 4s are here to tell us how we should do things in an orderly fashion. So even though we need the number 4, and metaphysically speaking, things start with God. That's a 0. They're passed to us. That's the number 1. From there, it either gets washed up in the ego, or we think that we did it, or we share it. That's the number 2. It starts to multiply. That was Jesus' energy, the number 3. And we start to share it, the possibilities. But it doesn't become real until the 4 energy. That's the 4th day when God created the earth. So nothing manifests on this planet without the number 4. So, Sean, without you, nothing is going to work. So you're going to find yourself involved in a lot of initiations or around people who are planning things or setting up how to or running the rules or regulations. They're going to need your energy there or it's not going to fly. Now, it's like a new tree. They put this in the ground to hold the new tree in place in order to assure its success, to make sure the roots are set deep and it survives. But, Sean, do you know what the tree? In that scenario, by the way, you're the spikes in the ground. That's the number 4 energy, holding it in place, making sure it goes. But you know what the tree? You know what the tree is saying? Even though you're ensuring it's very survivable, the tree is saying, you're stubborn, you're mean, you're strict, I can't breathe. Why are you holding so tight? So, Sean, I'm laughing, but it's really not funny because some of your best work is not going to be appreciated. When people are screaming and hollering and kicking, you are on your job, holding them to the rules. I want to share this with you. 7 and 16 is 13. You're getting younger the older you get. You say some things at a young age no one should have to go through, but it set your feet on solid ground spiritually. That's all I'm going to say about that. But Spirit also wants me to let you know that 13 and 17, something you've been waiting on, an egg you've been waiting to hatch, a ship you've been watching the horizon for, it's coming in. And we're talking within the next 2 weeks here. So it's going to be a time of feasting and celebrating in a time long awaited. But your reward is coming. Your giving has not been in vain. Wow. I don't know where that came from. I could barely hold it together to deliver the message to you.
Oh, wow.
But something wonderful and something fantastic is coming your way. It's breaking this month. So I'm thinking within the next 2 weeks, if it hasn't happened already, and it's something you've been waiting for, hoping for, and longing for, and it's finally going to be yours.
Wow. Wow, that's special. Whew. So let me ask, Sean, we have a couple minutes left. What do you think? Sean, are you there? Maybe he's just been rock shocked. But I do know Zena's a regular caller.
Hello?
His husband.
Hello. I'm sorry, bad reception. Everything you said is right on point. I work in government, and the job that I have requires me to be, I guess, a watchdog in a degree in terms of rules and regulations. One of my favorite boxers happens to be Roy Jones Jr. And there's some interesting things that are happening. Haven't come fully to fruition, but I can see a storm that I was in the past few weeks have been changing dramatically.
Yes, it's going to be hallelujah time. I could barely say it. I was falling apart right here trying to deliver.
I was about to cry myself.
I could feel the emotion. I don't know exactly what you've been going through, but, man, those clouds are going to part, and it's going to be a double rainbow, not one rainbow, but a double rainbow. So get ready to kill the fatty calf.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it so much.
Well, God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you again.
All right. Well, that rope's only 20 feet long now, though.
Right.
You got to know when to let go and let God. You'll feel it. You'll feel it in your gut when someone's too deep.
Yeah.
You'll feel it. And if you go beyond that little twinge, they might pull you in.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Thanks
right.
so much.
God bless you.
God bless you. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Oh, what a wonderful note to end on. We just have another minute. Can you reiterate your special offer, your announcement, as we close, Dr. Wright, to the teenagers and what that's about and how they can make that happen?
Yes, I think it's important, as exemplified. Dale, I know you like wow factor. You like wow factor. I'm trying to share people with the guests on the show. So we combine both tonight. By sharing this information, with people I don't even know, you're confirming how accurate the numbers are, how these people are living, what they're doing. I told you the number 4 was working in the government. This guy's in the government. Imagine getting this information at 15, at 13, at 14, knowing beforehand what classes to pick, how to shape your schedule, what decisions to make to enhance your success. Think of all the roadblocks you could bypass, all the road bumps, all the barbed wire you could just go right by if you already knew your contract with God. That's what I'm offering, a complimentary introductory reading. It's between 9 and 15 pages long for teenagers. If you know a teenager, if you are a teenager, any teenager you know and love, maybe you just turned 20, I'll include you too. Just send your full birth name and birth date to cr77ig@gmail.com, and I'll send you the report.
One more time, that's CR77.
Yes, @gmail.com. CR77IG@gmail.com. Dale, I sent a introductory reading for one of your children. What did you think of it? Was it helpful?
Very helpful. Very, very helpful, in fact. And I'm looking forward to a follow-up dialogue. No question about it. And you know, we've been talking for a while, many years, and you've always been on point. I mean, listen, folks say, "Oh, Daryl's," but if they think I'm biased after what you read with Doc Porter, and then coming right back with Sean, oh my gosh! But no, yeah, I would say this is a wonderful offering that you're giving, and I would encourage every person on this line who knows of a teenager to take advantage and utilize this opportunity. It really, truly can help with, well, as we had a discussion some weeks ago, with self-discovery for a teenager. I love that. I love that term.
Yes. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. I mean, if you're an acorn, you've got every opportunity to become an oak tree. If you're planted in the right soil, you're nurtured, you get the nutrients you need, you can develop into an oak tree. But if you're an acorn and you're not getting the nutrients you need, if you're being misguided, planted in the wrong soil, you will not develop. So it's really an investment. When you invest in youth, you're investing in the future of this country. It's like planting a seed. It's like planting a garden. You know, I'm ready to start picking tomatoes in a couple of weeks and enjoying that fruit. But if I hadn't taken the time to break that soil up, pull up those weeds and plant those seeds in there, I didn't start with seeds, put those flowers in there, there's no fruit. So let's get on board, everyone. Let's invest in the future. Let's pay back. Let's give back what we receive to help others.
That's beautiful. Well, that brings us to the close of another edition of Progressive News Weekly. I would just ask, as we always leave with some charge, if you will, because we're not just talking heads here at Progressive News Weekly, and I just can't thank Dr. Wright enough for taking the time to join us today and just being a friend and a colleague of mine personally, if I can put that out there. And especially for that wonderful offer to help uplift one of the most important segments of our society, which is our youth. And so I encourage you all to take advantage of that. And remember, the archives come up right after we close this program. So if you know of someone who was not able to listen in tonight, direct them towards the archives. Direct them towards blogtalkradio.com/Renford, and then you'll want to scroll down to archives and look up Daryl Clark's Progressive News Weekly, and you'll see by date and topic, and you'll see this program with Mr. Lawrence Hamm and Dr. Craig Wright, and have them click on it, and I'm sure it'll be enlightening. And you can listen to many other programs as well over the last year. I'd encourage you to, before we meet again over these airwaves or in some other means, make sure that those around you who you do care and love, let them know. Tell someone that you care about them. It's just so very important. And just remember, until next week, we're all in this together, and love will bring us back together. So with that said, I'll catch you.